Maseches Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Ches, 5:8. The Mishnah continues now with the halachas of the mitzvah of Shichcha. The Mishnah is dealing with one basic point here, which is not every time one overlooks a bundle is Shichcha applicable. The only time that Shichcha applies is when one collects the various sheaves in the final collection to the place where he intends to have all the sheaves aggregated and process them over there. So if there's intermediate stages where he takes the sheaves and makes, you know, small piles and medium-sized piles and larger piles, and then he overlooks a sheaf or a small, medium, large pile in that process, that doesn't constitute shichcha. It'll only be shichcha at the time he's transferring all of the, whatever stage they are, if it's small, middle, medium-sized, or large piles, to the final place of the Gemar Malacha of completion, that one big aggregation of all the sheaves. At that point, that transfer from those intermediate stages to that final stage, that's when shichcha applies and overlooked sheaves cannot be reclaimed and gone back for. And the Mishnah makes a second point afterwards, which is if he subsequently decides to move that whole collection of all his grain to a new location, let's say to a separate second threshing floor, so then shichcha no longer applies there either. Shichcha only applies the first time one transfers his smaller intermediate size bundles of grain to that final point of aggregation. That's the Mishnah outside. The Mishnah inside says, Hama'amer lekuvaos, lekumsaos, lecharara, b'la'amarim. If one bundles up his sheaves into intermediate-sized bundles, whether they're kuvaot, hat-shaped bundles, or kumsaot, you know, like low into the ground bundles, or lecharara, kind of like, you know, pancake-shaped, like flat bundles, or amarim, just generic intermediate stage, you know, medium-sized bundles, ein lo shicha, and all those intermediate stages where he transfers individual sheaves into medium-sized piles, whatever shape, ein lo shicha, there's no din of shicha, which means if he overlooked a sheaf when he transfers it to the amarim, etc., he can go back and still get them. Mimenu v'lagoren, once he transfers from that intermediate stage to the threshing floor, the final stage where all of the grain will be collected, yesh lo shicha. That transfer is when shicha kicks in, and any forgotten sheaves in that transfer process are shicha and belong to the neim. Hama'amer legadish, if one collects his pile of grain in stalks of wheat in a single gigantic pile, thinking he's going to process it at that site of the gadish, of that big stack, yesh lo shicha. So then transferring to that big stack, that's when the shicha possibility exists, and whatever is forgotten that transfer to the big gadish, to the big pile, it's forgotten, so therefore it's shicha and belongs to the neim. Mimenu v'lagoren, if subsequent to that he changes his mind and says he's not going to leave the big pile at the gadish as a gadish and process it there, rather he'll move from the gadish, from that big pile, to a whole new location, the goren, the threshing floor, and do the threshing over there, ein lo shicha. Then that transfer from the gadish to the goren, from the big aggregation in the field to the threshing floor, doesn't have the laws of shicha, and if he overlooks some sheaves in that transfer, it still belongs to him. Zeh klal, this is the principle. Kol ma'amer l'makom shu gemar malacha, anyone who is aggregating to the place which will be the final place of where the grain will be threshed and processed all in one place, yesh lo shicha. That transfer is when shicha applies. Mimenu v'lagoren, if he then transfers from that place to a secondary place, a new threshing floor, ein lo shicha. That second transfer doesn't have a din of shicha. L'makom she'enu gemar malacha. On the flip side, if one aggregates grain but to not the final expected destination of all this grain, ein lo shicha. That intermediate transfer doesn't have the possibility of shicha. Mimenu v'lagoren, but when he then transfers from that pre-final stage to the ultimate place where he intends to thresh all this grain, yesh lo shicha, that transfer is where the halachas of shicha apply.